Ein großartiges Stück Musik. Kurt Vile mit Pretty Pimpin' auf Flux FM am Montagnachmittag. Ein auch von der Flux FM Hörerschaft heiß geliebtes Stück Musik. Der Künstler aus Philly, den übrigens auch die große Kim Gordon liebt, er spielt heute Abend im schönen Postbahnhof und ist jetzt bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die neue, bereits sechste Kurt Vile-Platte Believe I'm Going Down, die in mehreren Studios mit verschiedenen Musikern, aber ohne Produzenten aufgenommen wurde. Wir finden heraus, wie das Aufnehmen in der Nacht den Sound der Platte beeinflusste, sprechen über Vor- und Nachteile des Selbstproduzierens und über vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal Hello and welcome, Mr. Kurt Vile. There you go.
Hi.
No.
This one?
I tricked you.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, my
good.
Man? Where are you coming from today, actually?
From the hotel. No, I'm coming from, we got here yesterday. We were supposed to get here in the afternoon, but our bus driver got sick. So we got here in the evening, and then, we mainly live on a bus where you would think you can shower or, you know, even use the proper bathroom, but really you can't. So you're just dirty.
So I
got a hotel room for a night.
Ah, and, that's good.
So I didn't leave. I watched like 5 movies.
at the hotel room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a good day to do at a day off. A good thing today to do at a day off, I think. Just relax, get your energy back.
Yeah. You know, in the old days, and by, I guess, old days, I mean my last tour of the United States, which was... under a month ago.
Yeah.
And then go back. I think what I would used to do is just stay up every night and party every night. But,
yeah.
I think one day it finally caught up to me. So I still party sometimes, but I don't know. I saw the devil. I was like, I gotta stop.
So insanity was kind of like getting closer and closer, and you were taking a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Or death.
Well, you've traveled a lot. I can imagine that it's been exhausting, and you've written, recorded, produced, and mixed the Believe I'm Going Down album as well, which has been a lot of work as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, that was a brutal one.
Yeah. It's been released a few weeks ago here, an album that's been recorded in various studios. What did you like about the fact that you moved from studio to studio? Because I imagine it to be harder to get used to the room and stuff.
Mm.
But at the same time, I think that you've visited most of the studios before, right? Before.
Yeah, well, I think I've played with those people before, and they all live in, you know, Stella and Farmer Dave live out in California. Mm. So we did Joshua Tree in L.A., and my bandmate / co-producer Rob Laxo lives in New York, and my drummer Kyle Spence lives in Athens, Georgia, and I live in Philadelphia. So, it's not the first time I've done this.
Yeah.
It's just like continuing on that style. No, I kind of get, sure, maybe you got to adapt for a second, but I think the new surroundings and sounds ultimately are inspiring, as opposed to just staying in the same, you know, square room for 3 months. That sounds way more disorienting to me, strangely.
Yeah. You started recording music in your own little studio back when you started with the Kurt Vile solo project, and you've produced your own music on the first two LPs as well. And I think it was an important experience for this LP right now, right? To know that you're able to do every little aspect on the LP on your own.
Yeah, well, not just me by myself. Maybe in the old days, well, I'm trying to get back there, but in the old days, I would just literally be recording myself.
Yeah.
I had like a, you know, like a digital 8-track. It's not hi-fi. Now I have an analog 8-track. I want to get back into that, you know.
Yeah.
I got some nice mics, etc. But I think more so just to hire an expensive producer, and like we didn't have to do that. We all, our bandmates, you know, various people in my band are good engineers.
Okay,
and
cool.
Eventually we used a producer, but yeah, like I guess the difference really is this record. I didn't use John Aniello, which I used him for the last two records, and it was great working with him. But he's not in the band, so that doesn't mean you can't hire the same person for various reasons like all the time, because I'm neurotic and I don't know.
And
I have moods and
perfectionist,
I go back,
maybe as well.
Maybe all those things, but you can't. I mean, some people just keep do the same thing every time. But I think I needed the struggle to ultimately figure it out. I didn't know exactly what was going
to
happen.
But would you do it again? Because, I mean, especially during the mixing process, I guess, you listen back to the stuff that you've recorded and then you go like, ah, that one guitar there.
Yeah.
And then you start overthinking things, which you wouldn't do when you're not mixing the whole thing, but maybe you would visit the mix and
I'll
be like...
I'll tell you what, we didn't. Except for a couple songs that just didn't feel right from either Rob Schnapf or Peter Kadis. We did have professional people mix the record. Ultimately, I think we went to Rob Schnapf, who did Pretty Pimpin', thinking he would mix the record because we did need that help, exactly what you're talking about. We needed somebody from the outside to help us through. And so he did mix a few, but also a lot of them, me and Rob were like, doesn't sound right. I don't know what it is. And then we went to Peter Kadis on the East Coast, and he mixed the National and Interpol. But he's East Coast, he's our kind of people, and we went up there.
He's a tom-tom mixer. His specialty is to...
Tom-toms?
He loves drums. Beats are like...
He loves drums. But anyway, by that point, I mean, he's really skilled, but also by that point, we literally only had 6 days to, save the record, and so Peter Kadis was mixing 2 songs a day, and we was like, yep, that's good.
Cool.
Ultimately... But then there were a few songs that Rob mixed, he thought it was a rough mix, and we tried to get both Rob Schnapf and Peter Kadis to remix them, and I would always go back to my bandmate Rob Laxo's mix. So you just never know. But I don't mix things myself. I can't do that.
So that was a misconception of mine. I thought you were like the boss in every process.
This sounds like a nightmare.
Okay. So let's listen to another song of that new record. Das hier ist eine live eingespielte Nummer von der neuen Kurt Weill-Platte. Wheelhouse heißt sie, und sie gehört wohl zu den Lieblingsliedern des Künstlers selber. Warum das so ist, das wird er uns nach dem Song verraten. Kurt Weill mit Wheelhouse auf Flux FM. Ein kleiner technischer Fehler hier, little difficulties, technical difficulties. This is an old school song that we'll be listening to later on. This is Wheelhouse, Kurt Weill. Kurt Weill mit Wheelhouse, Flux FM. Am Montagnachmittag heute Abend spielt der Künstler aus Philly im Postbahnhof. Wir quatschen jetzt noch ein bisschen und verlosen dann die allerletzten Tickets für die ansonsten ausverkaufte Veranstaltung am heutigen Abend. What I love about the record and the song that we've listened is a good example for that. What I love about the record is that it has this laid-back sound to it. It sounds as if the bands that you've recorded with and you were getting along really well in it. You found your groove. Together, but especially with this song, it might be a result of recording at night as well, right? The laid back feel to it. You've recorded a lot of the album at night, haven't you?
Well, I think just to say it like that, I think most people probably record at night, but the extent was extreme, I guess. We would just stay up until the morning, really. It's more like the morning the next day.
Okay.
But, that song particular was a good time because it was early in the Joshua Tree sessions, and my friend Farmer Dave and Stella, who, they're not my full-time band, but in other ways they're my favorite people to play with, my West Coast California friends, and they're just, they're super competent and super... intuitive and good at reacting in the moment to music, good listeners. And so that was like, that was like a brand new song. I didn't even think it was done, but it was just like a moment captured in time that was definitely laid back.
Yeah.
There was no negativity or anything whatsoever. I feel like, honestly, my East Coast band, the Violators, whom I love, but like, I think on the East Coast, there's like, and I'm guilty as well, but there's like you can get like negative, or you can just have a sarcastic negative.
Yeah.
You can get that, can get up into the music and
Whereas
stuff.
Whereas in sunny LA, you'll be like, it's nice.
Yeah, or in Joshua Tree, at least in the moment, I've certainly been negative, as have all of my West Coast friends in LA, but we were in the desert and the sessions just started, so there was no... There's no negativity. Yeah. That's good.
So another good reason for you to travel around the States to record an album.
Yep.
So you get out of the New York kind of sarcasm.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. The one and only Kim Gordon, who is a big fan of yours. She's written your bio for the new record, and she did an interview with you that I've read to prepare for this. Did you ever think about recording something with her? Because she loves collaborating, I think. And when I imagine your voices to come together in a song, I think that would be nice.
That would be awesome. I've loosely thought of ideas of. Not a major project or anything. I think that too big of a project would be too forced, but some kind of small session. I actually had some ideas of songs I wanted to cover with her and her and Bill Nace, who are Bodyhead, but I don't want to say it because I'll taint it. But also when I go back to the States, during my break, there's like this, variety concert of everybody that, from my booking agency up in New York, and I think Kim, I'm gonna do actually something with Kim like live.
Oh wow!
In December at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. What's the live setup gonna be? Who's with you?
I got the Violators. I got the Negative. Cool. I got the Negative.
Negative crew. From
I got the
East
Negative
Coast.
Crew from the East Coast coming, and so just good. Get ready.
Yeah.
We're gonna punish you all.
Yeah.
We're gonna punish you all. Verbally abuse you all.
And the Berliners are gonna love it because we're sarcastic too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We've got a lot in common with the sarcastic New York people.
Yeah.
So welcome. Welcome to Berlin.
Thanks.
We're looking forward to that show tonight. Und wer hingehen möchte, und zwar mit den wirklich allerletzten existierenden Tickets für diese Show, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030-2000-9000. Wir haben wirklich die allerletzten Tickets für das Kurt Weill Konzert hier zu liegen. Also, ruft mich an. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Just gave away the last tickets for tonight's show. It's a sold out show. Congratulations on that, my man.
Thank you. It's really no problem.
Just kidding. I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show, and I hope I'll see you again pretty soon when you come back to Berlin.
I'll see you.
Okay. Thank you for visiting.
Thank you so much. Bye.